Barrhead. The Barrhead Regional Fire Services, BRFS, fireworks team squeezed under the wire and received the last $1,250 in the Community Policy Grant funding pool. County of Barrhead councillors approved the fire department's application during their December 5 meeting. County Manager Debbie Oyarzin said the BRFS fireworks team is a not-for-profit organization responsible for putting on the town's annual Canada Day and first night biannual fireworks displays. She added that the town typically has earmarked $5,000 for each fireworks display through the Parks and Recreation Department. But the costs of the show have risen, and they are looking for additional funds to put on a quality show for the public, Oyarzin said. In the application, the BRFS fireworks team estimates the show cost to be roughly $6,250, with the town of Barrhead contributing its usual $5,000. Oyarzin added that the BRFS checks all the boxes as they are a not-for-profit that puts on a show open to the public, and the event benefits the community. Under the policy, the applicant must also contribute at least 50% of the funding through direct cash or work in kind. Town. Walter Prosges asked if there was any issue with the town being the most significant contributor to the event's budget. He said there is often a clause limiting where the funding can come from, limiting contributions from various levels of government to one to prevent double dipping. In our matching requirement for the organization to contribute, don't we have a clause in the policy that says it has to come from private means rather than government? He asked. Oyarzin replied that the community grant policy does not have such a limitation. She also noted that applicants can fulfill the requirement through work in kind or volunteer hours. The county credits volunteer labor at $20 per hour. In the case of the BRFS fireworks team, they estimate that the New Year's Eve show will take roughly 50 volunteer hours. Oyarzin added that in most cases, provincial and federal government granting allows for the layering of contributions from different levels of government, such as federal, provincial and local. Just not grants or funding from different departments, of the same level of government. Oyarzin said. Town. Paul Properzy asked if BRFS needed to cancel the event, for instance, due to weather, if they could use the funds towards putting on the Canada Day fireworks display. Usually, Oyarzin said successful applicants have a year to use the funds, but the scenario Properzy presented as Canada Day is a different event. The BRFS would need permission from the council before doing so. Drost said he supports the application, adding that he always sees a large percentage of county residents whenever he goes to the town's firework displays. A lot of our residents come into town to see the shows, so I don't mind putting some skin into the game in this respect, he said. BRFS Chief Gary Hove, in an interview with the Barrhead Leader, said that the fire department has been hosting the town of Barrhead's biannual fireworks shows for several years, adding that several firefighters have taken special training so they can put on fireworks displays for the community. The training includes a certificate course as well as a period of apprenticeship where candidates shadow and work hands-on with already certified. Hove noted that he and firefighter Tyler Simino have their display supervisor certification, and several other BRFS members have taken the display assistance training, with more coming on board every year. In addition to those who plan, stage and light the fireworks, they also need several firefighters to provide site security. Depending on the size of the show, we may have 4 to 6 people assisting in setting up the show for shooting and another 6 for security, he said. The subgroup under the fire department plans to use the funds to offset the cost of the town of Barrhead's family first night fireworks display on December 31. Barry Curtin, townandcountrytoday.com.